Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brian from BG 90 Day. I decided I would do a couple of audio recordings, and what these recordings are going to be all about is just kind of my journey through health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, just kind of where I started, kind of what I was thinking, kind of what that mindset was for me during that part of my life. And I'd like to take you up to the point where I kind of really decided that I wanted to make a change. Okay, now as you can see, as we go through this, you're going to see that it wasn't always a linear path to greatness for me. Okay, I had some up and downs. I'm a regular person, just like everyone else. You know, things change, your priorities change, and I think at some point though, we want to try to make time for ourselves and put our health, wellness, nutrition kind of at the forefront. And luckily for me, I feel like I was able to do that in time before my health got too bad and deteriorated to the point where I potentially would have been in bad shape. Luckily now, though, I feel like I'm probably the healthiest I've ever been. And I would say that I definitely would contribute that just to the habits that I formed over the last several years. Okay, and I also think that this will allow people just to kind of understand my background, my experience and expertise might shine through a little bit more when you know who this advice or whatever you want to call it is who it's coming from. Okay, I think that is for me anyway, I'm going to believe you a lot more if I kind of understand a little bit more about you. So that was kind of the impetus behind me. Just kind of diving into this here. Okay, so once again, you've probably heard me say this before, possibly in a post on Facebook or maybe on a YouTube video, whatever the case may be. I think this will hopefully allow those past posts and hopefully future communications with me. Hopefully those messages will not ring hollow when you can kind of put it all together and just kind of understand who's saying it and kind of where they came from and kind of where they're at now. Okay, so for me, when did I really kind of get into exercise, wellness, health, performance? What was I about? Let's go back to my formative years. Let's start out in high school, which for me was quite a while ago. But kind of what was I about then? What was I doing in my life? Well, I was, like many young males, I was in the sports. Okay, so I was about, that was what I was about. And when it came to, which I, played a lot of sports as a kid growing up, what did I tend to gravitate to or what did I decide I wanted to focus on getting into high school was soccer and basketball. So kind of those were the sports I played. I was okay. I was not worried about making the team or anything. As a freshman, I was very confident. I thought, I had a fair amount of talent. That wasn't an issue. I wanted to be the best. I was very, very motivated, thought I was off to a good start. And, I really wanted to see this through and see how far I could go with it. At this point, one of my goals was to be able to play college basketball. Okay, and I knew that was going to be hard because I knew I probably wasn't going to be the tallest dude. I knew that there was a lot of good players out there, but that was something that was important to me and something I wanted to continue to work towards. So I remember the summer going into my freshman year was probably the first time I had really ever lifted weights consistently. Sure, I had done push-ups and sit-ups and gone for runs. Yeah, sure, I had, done that. But actually, like, lifting weights on somewhat of a program with just, a little bit of supervision. Wow, I was definitely new to the game, and the gains came fairly quickly. Was my technique on every lift great? No, it was not. Technique was not really at the forefront of my mind at this point. I wanted to get stronger because I knew that would help me. and I was starting to see my body change, the confidence that it gave me. I was able to do things out on the court, out on the field, that I was not able to do, you know, prior to gaining that very important strength. So I saw my performance go up. I was obviously still growing at this point, so my body was changing. I could actually start to see, I was pretty skinny, but I was actually starting to build a little bit of muscle in not too long a period of time. So I guess it's safe to say I kind of took to lifting right away. I was going 4 or 5 days a week. I would lift twice a day sometimes. It was something that I did enjoy, and I definitely did see the benefits to it. Just to give you like an idea of my improvement, I think I came in probably about 110 pounds. I could probably bench press about 65 to 75 pounds as a 14-year-old. And by the end of my freshman year, after working out for maybe pretty consistently for maybe 7 or 8 months at this point, I think my bench press probably went up close to 100 pounds. So I definitely had some gains when I started out. I went from being just kind of very, very average to one of, pound for pound, one of the stronger, you know, athletes in my class. So, like I said, I saw the benefits to it. I saw results fairly early on, and it was really just by showing up and applying myself. It wasn't any fancy program that I was on. I wasn't doing anything advanced because I was a beginner, so it wouldn't really make sense to do anything super advanced. It was really just show up and kind of get your work in and try to stay consistent with that. And I think that is a very important, it's very important to understand that. Okay. And I think that still applies, as you maybe get older or as you maybe revisit, exercise. Okay. It's all about just getting your, what's most important is consistency and getting your work in. Okay. And this was something back in high school that I was doing. I didn't really know what I was doing. But I knew I had a goal. I knew I wanted to be the best I could be in my two sports. And I knew that this was definitely helping me. Where was my nutrition at this point in my life? Now think, mind you, I'm maybe, you know, 14, 15, 16 years old is kind of the point of life I'm referring to at this point. I'm not thinking about nutrition. I would say it was maybe trying not to, I didn't eat a lot of candy. So I thought I was doing good because I didn't eat a lot of candy. And I wanted to eat a lot of calories because I was kind of skinny. I wanted to try to add a little bit of weight. Okay, so I was definitely eating enough. I wasn't eating that much candy. What would I typically eat in like the morning before I worked out? I remember distinctly eating a lot of milk and cookies before I'd leave for school. So that was my breakfast, milk and cookies before I'd go work out. And I did fine with that. That really wasn't holding me back at this point. Would I do that now? No. I don't really eat cookies and I don't drink milk anymore. So I think I've definitely changed quite a bit in that respect. But this is, I think, a problem with certain people is they think back to when they would work out. It's kind of like a false premise. It's like, oh, well, I was in the best shape of my life when I was 16 or 19 or 21 or whatever. I was much younger and this is what I was doing then. I'm going to do that now. Okay. Well, if I started doing now, I'm going to be 40 in a couple of weeks. If I started doing that, doing then and try to do that now, that would not go very well for me. Okay. Because my body has changed. So I think that's an important concept is you have to, and my goals are different. You know, I know I'm not going to the NBA right now. Okay. I'm not trying to get bigger where that was what my goal was back then was to get bigger, stronger, faster. Oh, what do I got to do? Well, I know if I want to get bigger, I got to eat more. Well, that's actually, my goal is actually probably closer to the opposite of that now, whereas I've gotten myself lean at this point. I kind of want to stay lean. Okay, so my goals are different. I'm obviously much older, a lot more responsibilities, etc. So back then, I was also, you know, even probably much more active back then than I am now. You know, I didn't have two kids when I was 15. So back then, I would say it was actually possible to probably out-train a suboptimal nutrition plan to some degree. And I think that's the case for many people. A lot of times people, they have maybe success doing something. So it's probably not the right thing to do, but it's not biting them in the ass. So they just kind of keep doing it. And there's a lot of variables that kind of come into play here. So it can be very tricky to kind of discern, okay, is this helping me or is this actually detracting from what I could be? And I think I know I'm not the only person that's had to deal with this at some point. I think there's a lot of people when you're 15, 16, 17 years old and you're active, yeah, it probably doesn't matter that much what you eat. You could probably still get pretty close to your goal. Okay, that being said, I would say if you were on a good nutrition plan, you probably would have even greater success. Okay, but it can be very difficult, I think, to prove that. And it would probably be perhaps just as difficult to try to get maybe a 16-year-old male to try to understand that. Okay, and I think if you use someone, even professional athletes, I think this can apply to. If you think about it, I grew up just outside of Chicago. I still reside just outside of Chicago. I'm still, you know, quite into coaching and basketball, even to this day. Bulls, youngest MVP, NBA history, Derrick Rose. Man, was he fun to watch. Great player, you know. But if you know anything about Derrick, you know that he kind of lived on sugar. He had a steady diet of Sour Patch Kids, you know, in his repertoire when he was in high school and into college. And then, you know, what happened? In college, he almost wins the national championship. He gets drafted by the Bulls, you know, I think like number one overall. He has a couple great seasons, wins an MVP. He's getting the Bulls to the playoffs. He's facing off with LeBron in the house that Michael built. Has a lot of success, and then what happens? He gets injured, and he just never really came back from that. And sure, this is completely speculative on my part, but I would say his diet may have played a role in that. He's admitted himself that he does not have a very high tolerance for pain, and that may be indicative of the fact that he may have been, you know, like super inflamed. And why he wasn't able to just stay at that pinnacle for a little bit longer. And I think you can probably draw similar comparisons to other professional athletes that maybe, you know, really struggle with their weight when they're done playing. You know, your energy balance is going to change kind of as you go through life. It may not be wise to eat the way you did at 34 as you did when you were 17. You know, your dietary requirements are going to change, you know, over time. So I think it makes sense for you to probably kind of change along with your body. And that can be very tricky to do. So for me, during high school, yeah, I was not all that focused on my nutrition. I was just trying to eat a fair amount of protein and eat a lot. And I actually had a very difficult time putting weight on. I think when I graduated high school, I was like 152 pounds. So I definitely was not, you know, overweight. I was one of the more better conditioned athletes on soccer and my basketball team. So fitness really wasn't an issue with me. When I went to college, I was able to put some weight on. If you think about like a college setting, what's nutrition like? Well, you're in a dorm room, so it's pretty hard to cook. Even if you know how to cook, that's going to be difficult to do. I was doing a little bit of that, but then also you go to the caf, it's all you can eat. So it's like, when you're 18 or 19, and you're still active, you're going to, and you don't have any money, you're going to take advantage of that. And I know I certainly did, that saying, the freshman 15, that's around, for a reason. And I think I actually probably gained close to 15 pounds my freshman year. What the problem was for me, though, is that I actually looked and felt really good. I was probably the strongest I was at that point in my life. I might have been maybe a little heavy for my sports, but I was loving the performance in the weight room. I was lifting more than I ever had before because I actually had a little bit of weight to me at this point. I was still doing okay in my sports. I was at least, able to compete. And I think that might have been like a false positive for me because that almost was kind of telling me that what I was doing, I should keep doing. Which was basically just eat like a shitload of calories and work out. Was the food I was eating high quality? No. Was I on any type of like plan or no? No, I was, like I said, just consuming a lot of calories and still working out somewhat regular at this point. Now, as I kind of advanced through college, that kind of changed a little bit. Okay, I could see that, look, I wasn't going to be the star of the teams I was on. By my junior year, I had decided I just kind of wanted to give basketball a shot just one last time and see what I could do. The school I was at, it was essentially probably one of the top non-scholarship schools for athletics in the country, at least for the sports that I happened to be playing. My junior year, my team went to the Final Four. At the Division III level. So it may not have been the big time, but it was pretty competitive. And that was probably just a little over my head. So I can see, look, I know I'm not going to the NBA. This is maybe a level above of where I could possibly actually look to get like court time or time on the field for soccer. So my priorities at this point in my life kind of started to shift. And I knew I wanted to get into coaching. I had already had some experience with that. I really enjoyed it. So that was kind of where my mindset was. It wasn't on being like the best athlete really I could be anymore. I could see, look, this window of my life is closing. The problem was I did not really adjust my nutrition at all. And my health was not at the front of my mind. I was starting to get, I was starting to feel just not that great. At this point, I remember I even had to go to the doctor a couple of times just to get checked out due to the fact that like heart disease does run in my dad's side of the family pretty heavily. My father had passed away a few years prior to that. So I didn't really have a nutrition plan at this point. I was doing a little bit of cooking. I was probably living off campus at this point in my life. I liked it, but I probably liked the drive-through quite a bit more. Once again, you're in college. You don't really have any money. Burger King's right around the corner. I can fill myself up for $6. That was kind of my jam at this point. I mentioned how my mindset was kind of shifting and my priorities were shifting, and it kind of began to show. This was probably the first point in my life where I wasn't super well conditioned. I was kind of a little sloppy. My joints were starting to hurt on occasion. You know, I didn't have the healthiest, lifestyle that many, college kids, are experiencing. You know, I was kind of one of those people. So then, as I graduated, obviously, what are you trying to do when you graduate? You're trying to make some money. You know, you're at this point, you're kind of sick of not having much money. Yeah, I saw, I went to school in Wisconsin. I kind of saw what Wisconsin had to offer. It's like, all right, I'm kind of done with this. I'm gonna go back home, and I wanna try to, break into the workforce. Unfortunately for me, this was not easy to do as a teacher. Anyone that's been in education can tell you, look, if you're not hired by August, you're on the bench until next August. So I was dealing with some of that. Even after I was able to get a little bit of a break and get into the field, the pay was very low. So what then do you have to do? It's like, well, I just got to kind of work more. And I was fine with that. You know, I was approaching this as I guess you would say how I would like my athletics earlier in my life. And at this point, like, I wasn't really exercising hardly at all. My nutrition, it was one, I was basically just eating chicken out of drive-throughs at this point. That was pretty much my nutrition plan. And then maybe once a month I would go like work out. I started getting into like playing like softball with my friends, or like we get in a basketball league once in a while, or indoor soccer, whatever. Right, that was about the extent of my exercise program. Go play softball with your friends, which normally consisted of a an hour and a half on the field, and sometimes two and a half hours in the bar. Don't know how much headway I was making there. So it was, and I was probably close to maybe 20 or even maybe even 30 pounds heavier than when I graduated high school at this point. It's and just I what I didn't and I wasn't like super fat or anything, but I knew I wasn't in great shape. I wasn't focusing on my sleep at all. I was just trying to make as much money as I can in a field that can be very difficult to make money in. So I was kind of banging my head against the wall, and I think my health at this point was kind of suffering from it post college here in like my early to mid 20s. So from there, it wasn't really a priority. Until I finally started to just kind of at least be aware of what I was eating. And I noticed I was eating like a ton of carbs, a lot of bread. If you think about it, if you're living in like the drive-through, what everything comes with bread, everything. Okay. And if, all right. And if you're not doing the drive-through, it's standard American diet. What's another staple? Oh, good old pizza. Okay, well, that is as we know, pizza is great in terms of taste. If you're trying to get into a caloric deficit, that is probably one of the worst things you can eat because it's high carb, high fat, therefore high calorie. It tastes fantastic, and it's a very food. It's a food that is very easy to overeat. Just like many foods that are high in fat and high in carbs. So, and my thinking was at this point was chicken's fine. Who cares if it's from McDonald's? Okay, if you remember back at this time, what did someone my age grow up on? It was eat a ton of carbs. What was it? The food pyramid. 6 to 11 servings of carbs. This is still in my head, 10, 15 years later. So this is what I'm doing. Hey, it didn't hurt me earlier. I just thought, like many people, I think, I'm like, oh, well, I'm just not working out as much. It's like, eh, I'm not that fat. I don't really have time to work out. I'm working 60 hours plus a week. I got, you know, maybe two or three jobs going on here because that one job, you know, isn't paying me anything. So I gotta find a way to subsidize, you know, just to be able to pay the bills. All right. Well, what, you know, what do I got to do? Well, I got to work more. I can't really do much else. And then the other thing kind of in my head, speaking to my mindset here, was I'm like, well, why was I not all that, even though I really enjoyed lifting when I was younger, why was I doing it? I was doing it to be better at my sports. Okay, I was doing it from a performance side of things. Okay, I was never doing it just for like general health and wellness. Like, and to be honest with you, now that I've graduated college and I'm not thinking about my health right now. You know, I'm 24, I'm 25. I'm trying to make more money. Okay, I'm trying to get hired at the best school district possible. I'm trying to work my way up the coaching ladder in the high school ranks, you know, as fast as possible. So I'm going above and beyond, for very little money, as much as possible. So I'm not thinking about, where my bench press is at or how much can I squat, or these things are just not on my mind right now. And like I said, I'm probably at my most unhealthy. It was a couple years later from this point, towards like my late 20s, where I actually started, I was on blood pressure medication for a while. Blood pressure was a little high. I used to kind of be like the in shape guy, and now I kind of wasn't. And I guess I cared, but maybe not enough to really do something about it. I just wasn't at that point in my life. It just wasn't conducive for me. It just wasn't convenient. Like I said, my priorities, my mindset, it just wasn't there. Okay, I was elsewhere. Okay, like I said, I was trying to make money. I was trying to advance my career. So like my health, you know, which is, you know, based around my nutrition, you know, primarily sleep, etc. Yeah, I wasn't, it was not a priority. And, my appearance and my health, I think, definitely kind of coincided with that. So it got to a point, I went through some personal things, where I ended up getting divorced, and that actually, through no intention of my own, actually caused me to lose a fair amount of weight. I lost like 15 pounds. And I wasn't like I was trying to not eat or anything. I think my body was just burning more calories due to the amount of stress I was under. I don't want to call it a tragedy, but that kind of personal setback in my life, actually did help my weight. I wouldn't recommend, anyone doing that. But that kind of got me down a little bit, and I actually thought I started to look a little bit better. And then once, mentally I was in a good spot, that's kind of when I started doing, fitness then started to come back to the forefront a little bit for me. I would say the biggest thing, that did it for me is when I then started to transition my career. So I mentioned how I was teaching, not making a lot of money. One thing then eventually, as I was now into my 30s at this point, I started doing just some group training on the side. So that was one of kind of my side gigs. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, well, if I'm going to do this, I don't think I'm going to have much accountability if I look like shit. So I'm like, well, I look okay, but I've lost some weight over these last few years. I'm not as heavy as I was in like my mid-20s or late-20s. I'm probably 15 pounds lighter, but I know I'm still not probably, and you know, I'm probably more athletic still than the general population. But if you're going to be teaching something, I think you got to kind of live the mission. So as you can see, my mindset, I think, was starting to change a little bit. Okay, my priorities and just things going on in my life, they're starting to change a little bit at this point. Okay, so I'm not kind of using the excuse, oh, well, I'm not going to work out because I'm not playing anymore. So kind of what's the point? I started kind of putting my health more at the forefront because after going through what I had went through, just my head was messed up. My sleeping was a little bit of a chore for me, and I could start to feel the difference because I had just went too far, probably the wrong way. So now at this point, as I'm in my 30s, I'm kind of starting to come back a little bit. My weight's starting to drop. I'm starting to set different goals in my life. My priorities are starting to change a little bit. Okay, I start getting back into cooking a little bit more than I had been. I end up buying a house on my own like 9 months after I get divorced. So I'm at home, new house was a big goal of mine. I'm starting to cook a little bit more. I'm still teaching. Okay, I'm starting to get into training now. Where was I at? Or I guess a better question to ask myself was, how was I kind of feeling though on like my day to day? And it was still not great. Like my energy levels, in my teaching, my afternoon classes, my energy levels would take a massive dive. Okay. And I was still not eating the best at this point in my life, still eating a ton of fast food, maybe not quite as much, but that was still definitely a part of my life, unfortunately. A good example of like, what would I do at this point? So think about like early to mid 30s, still no kids, still trying to hustle, still underpaid, still got to scrap for everything. You know, teaching in a private school, but I got to work a lot to help subsidize everything. So I'm always on the go. All right. So what am I doing? Something that, you know, now I know is a bad idea is I'm eating like almost three meals a day in the car. Okay. So like to give you an idea of like what I was doing at this point, waking up, getting dressed, jumping in the car, getting to work. What do I do? Stop at Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, I got to get a coffee. Oh, well, I'll just get breakfast here too. So I'm getting fast food breakfast, go to school, doing all sorts of emails, 100 miles an hour, overloaded on classes, 40, 50 kids in a class. Okay, pretty high stress level. Don't want a kid to break his arm. Don't want, you know, anything negative to happen. You know, don't want to have to wind up in an extra meeting explaining to a parent why, you know, Timmy got hit in the head with a hockey stick. So am I worrying about what I brought for lunch? No, don't care. Little Caesars is 5 minutes away. I have like 23 minutes for lunch. I'm running there. I'm grabbing a pizza. I'm bringing it back. I'm eating half of it. I'll put the other half in the refrigerator. I'll eat the other half tomorrow. So think about where I'm at now in terms of nutrition. We had high carb, high fat, low quality, low nutrition type food for breakfast. Pretty much the exact same thing. Same shit, different day for lunch. And then dinner is just kind of probably a Wendy's chicken sandwich in the car on the way home at like 8 o'clock at night. So you can see I'm working these long hours. Nutrition is just like, I'm just eating whatever I can get my hands on, whatever's cheap and close. That's kind of what I'm grabbing. And when I started to really think about it, one of the I mentioned how I was kind of getting in the training, and that's when I kind of started to pay a little bit closer attention, started to do a little bit more cooking at home. But I remember vividly just feeling like all this bread just in my midsection. Like I could just, I just didn't feel like I was digesting that well. And my energy levels in my afternoon classes, I didn't know this at the time, but just a complete insulin dump. Like my body's just working like hell to break all this shitty food down. And I'm like falling asleep at like 1:15 in the afternoon, as I'm teaching my afternoon classes. And then kind of the same thing, like around 3 o'clock, I just like feel like I need more stimulants. Like I need like an espresso or another coffee just to like get me through practice. And then I have like another meeting after that. So very busy, not making a lot of money still. Starting to maybe change a little bit with what I'm eating, but it was those few things, I think, that really kind of sparked me to change. One, my mindset had now adjusted to become, look, hey, you know what? You've lost a little bit of weight. Let's take it a step further. Let's try to save some money. I can see how much money I was spending on food. I'm like, all right, well, I was okay in the kitchen. I'm like, why don't I see if I can use the skills that I have to maybe get myself a little bit healthier and then also, you know, save some money so I can keep paying this mortgage. What's one of the first things I did, and this is something that I know helped me, and I mentioned I was not really digesting those carbs well. I said, all right, I got to do one meal a day, like very little carbs. I was just like no flour-based product, no bready type stuff. So I'm like, all right, so that meant for lunch, I had to bring my own lunch. And I think once I started doing that, that was a big breakthrough for me. You can see like my mindset had started to shift, okay? My priorities were starting to shift a little bit. I was starting to get into training a little bit. I had got, I think, a little bit of my my mojo back. I had lost some weight, not really necessarily connected to my nutrition plan or exercise plan right out of the gate. But I was starting to go back into the right direction with my body. And I just decided, hey, well, you know what? I haven't really ever done anything with my nutrition. Let me just try this. And luckily for me, that I really started to see results from that. Okay. And then I ended up leaving teaching, and I was still not really working out regularly. Okay. At this point, once I left teaching, I'd work out, on occasion, maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, which, you know, actually like lifting weights. But I can tell you, I probably lost, like another 8 or 9 pounds within a year just by not eating as much bread. That was my one goal. One meal a day, no bread, low carb. And what I'd like to get into on my next piece is kind of how I advanced from there. Okay. So as you can see, I think mindset really, on like my story, I think mindset plays a big role. Okay. Everyone's situation is different. Okay, so me just dictate as a nutrition coach now, me just dictating to people what to eat, it's like, look, logistically, you have to figure it out as well. It's not just that easy. Okay, you can't just tell everyone, oh yeah, just eat grass-fed meat regularly with a ton of organic vegetables. It's like, look, where am I going to get these at? How am I going to prepare it? How am I going to store it? How much is this going to cost? How much time am I going to be able to spend on this? So the idea is you have to want to do it. Okay. I kind of wanted to do it when I was 25. I kind of wanted to do it when I was in my early 30s. Once I started transitioning out of teaching, once again, my priorities kind of changed. My mindset began to change. My situation began to change. My daily schedule was a little more conducive for it. And I think these are all contributing factors. Okay. And so as you can see, up to this point, I'm healthier now. I'm off of blood pressure medication. I don't have chronic acid reflux. I look better. My weight's at a healthier weight. I think at my heaviest, I was probably close to 30 pounds heavier than high school. So probably just over 180 pounds, which isn't obese or anything necessarily, but I have a smaller frame and I just don't think I carried that amount of weight very well. I was probably stronger at that weight, but I mean, who isn't stronger when they're 25 pounds heavier? So that's kind of where I'd like to leave this one, just kind of so that everyone can understand just kind of where I came from, how I wasn't always a healthy 100% of my life. I definitely did have a phase where I was starting to develop some health problems, was not eating well, was not sleeping well, didn't have a strong mindset. Was focused, but not on that, was just focused on trying to advance my career and didn't maybe pay attention or as much attention to this as I should have. And I think I can kind of be an illustration to everyone of how it starts with the mindset. Nutrition's going to be very important, and you can play all the softball you want, okay? You can join as many leagues as you want. You can get a gym membership and go once a month. Okay, that's great. If that's what you want to spend your $100 a month on, that one or two workouts a month, that's not going to cut it. Okay, what are you doing on a regular basis? Okay, if you want to get a gym membership, fine. Okay, what are you doing, though, when you're not in the gym? Okay, that is going to tell the tale much more than what you're actually doing in the gym. Okay, so like I said, this is kind of where I want to try to cut this one off. I don't want to go too long. Part two, I kind of want to take you from that point where I was just kind of starting to get into training. I'm not certified yet in anything. I'm certainly not certified in nutrition at this point. And I just kind of want to take you from that point to kind of where I am now. So that's going to kind of be what episode two is about, or part two, whatever you want to call it. What I'm going to do at this point is hit stop and try to figure out how I can push this out to you guys. So thanks a lot for listening, and go ahead and keep the eyes and ears open for part two, where I can kind of give you the second half of my journey.